Hi, Jose. How you doing?
Hey, Paul. I'm sorry. I apologize. I could not answer any call because I was busy.
You were what?
I was busy.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
No, I understand that. I completely do. But of course I'm happy to speak with you. It's been a while again, but the last time that we spoke, and I'm not sure how far back that goes, how long ago it was certainly a few weeks ago that we spoke last, but you were pretty much all ready, all set, excited to get this going, right?
Yeah. I'm all ready right now, so I work finishing that
Perfect.
setup, you know.
Yeah, it looks like it was about a month ago that we spoke the last time. I have all the information that I need. I just want to make sure that everything is still accurate. I'm sorry, not the website, the email address, I should say, is jabservices21@gmail.com, right?
That's correct, yeah.
And then you were mentioning before that you were kind of wanting to rebrand the business name, and is JAB Services how you want the company to appear online?
JAB Services LLC.
LLC. Okay, so we'll make sure the LLC appears everywhere. And I like it. I think it makes it look very professional. Is the phone number, the 703-303-8777, that's still a good phone number for your customers to call?
Yeah.
Okay,
Please.
perfect. And then that's the best number for us as well. And then I think you told me before that you're service-based, meaning that we're not going to be promoting a physical street address, right? The 6019 Amherst Avenue, that's your residence, right?
Yeah, that's my resume. I get
Okay.
it, I'm sorry. I get it, I'll say, virtual address.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
The virtual
So.
address is not absolutely necessary because Google knows that most service-based businesses are actually run from the home, kind of run out of the truck, right? They don't expect you to maintain any type of storefront, even if you had like an office where you did your paperwork or like a shop where you kept your equipment, you know. If customers don't come to you, Google doesn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would. So you're only going to be listed city and state, not any physical street address and not even that zip code. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, of course, is to take a look at the client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. That's where we kind of, dot the I's and cross the T's and make sure that we have all the information that we need to accurately promote your business, any tagline, slogan, mission statement, or motto, what is unique about your business, if you want to be listed, branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. And of course, the other thing that I'll need to do before I get you off the phone is to read what's called a voice verification. It does, Jose, get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are including the website for you at no additional cost, that we're actually waiving your setup fee, et cetera, and that it is just that reduced rate, that fixed flat rate, the $299. Now the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is actually pretty straightforward though. Now, before I do that voice verification, that initial payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What's going to work best for you, sir?
Yeah. Let me tell you this. Did you offer me 229?
Well, it wouldn't have been 229. I was looking through my notes, and there's a lot of notes. We've talked a couple of times. I know when we originally spoke, it was 299. I'm trying to find if there was a 249. 229 is something that we haven't offered since 2021. So definitely I would not have been able. Oh, yeah, it does say here. And that was the last time we spoke towards the very end of October. I did get the friends and family rate approved, so it will be 249, not 299. You're absolutely right. And I skipped right past it because there's so many notes in the system here. But definitely it will be 249. It will be read into the voice verification as 249. That is our friends and family rate. I feel like we are friends. We've been talking, you know, for a long time and many times. So I'm happy to do that for you. Yeah. That's going to be the flat rate and the fixed amount. So it's not ever going to go up. It's just the 249.
Okay. So another question is, did you, mention about the Google and Alexa or something else?
Yeah, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, Facebook, Yelp, Apple Maps, there's Facebook paid ads as well. We are creating multiple directories, destinations, and platforms. Everything that is important to Google will be talking about your services, talking about your service area, just like a website, kind of giving not just the people who see it, but more especially Google, because that's what Google's going to see when someone's looking for your services. That kind of reassures Google that, you know, if someone were to call you, you would, in fact, be able to provide those quality services. So, yeah, that's everything that we're going to create for you. Siri on a smartphone, you know, however someone's searching, doesn't have to be a smartphone or a computer, even laptops, tablets, vehicles with internet access, you'll be popping up for those searches as well.
All right. Okay. Thank you for that explanation.
Oh, of course. Yeah. No, I mean, it's a comprehensive package, and there's a lot of things that we're going to be doing here for you.
All right.
Now, at one point, we put a card on file, a MasterCard ending 2134. Is that the same card that you would want to use now, or?
I don't understand what do you say. I'm sorry.
It looks like at some point, although we never did bill it, I think it was supposed to be a post-dated transaction, and then we never did process that payment.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. There's a card on file. It's a MasterCard ending 2134. It's still valid June until 2025. So I don't know if that's the card that you wanted to use or if you wanted to update the billing information.
Yeah. So I'm going to pay with that card.
Okay.
I think I will change for my company account.
Okay.
Yes, because right now I have for payment right now, I have it up. It's available right now.
Okay. So the card that you want to use, is that a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
American Express. I'm sorry. Let's see. A MasterCard.
And on that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
No, it's my name.
Your name? Is it just first and last name, or is there a middle initial as well?
Just as Jose Burgoa, B like boy, U R G O A.
Perfect. And then you said it was a MasterCard, Jose. That should start with a 5. All MasterCards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay. 5108.
Mm-hmm.
0502.
Okay.
0206.
Mm-hmm.
2134.
And then the expiration month and year?
06/25.
Okay, 06/2025. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
The security?
Yes, sir.
015.
Okay. So I've got 015 on the back of the card, June or 2006 of 2025, the expiration. The card itself was at 5108-0502-0206-2134.
That's correct.
Okay. And is it the 6019 Amherst Avenue in Springfield, of course, 22150? Is that the billing address of the card?
6026.
6026 Amherst.
Yes, please.
Okay, yes, but the 6019, do you receive mail there as well?
Which one? I'm sorry?
6026, you said, but the zip code is still 22150, right?
Oh, yes, that's correct, yes.
6026 Amherst Avenue.
That's correct.
Okay. So in about a minute, a minute after I do the voice verification, you'll receive a confirmation email that does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on it. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be happy to give you that information now.
Okay.
Okay. So the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, 877-635-6225. It is simply option one or extension one to reach client support. And Jose, you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern time. You can email 24/7, of course, and if you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, of course, Jose, you will get all of that information by email in just a minute as soon as I get through the voice verification. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately, and there will also be a link to the invoice email sent out to you by direct text message. So I do have the voice verification set up here. Again, although it is recorded, you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify my question, but it does read as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Jose, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?"
Okay.
I have JAB Services LLC, is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, perfect. And then, Jose, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Okay, Jose Burgoa, I'm the owner.
Okay, and Mr. Burgoa, as the owner of JAB Services LLC, Jose, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information, that card that you did just provide in your name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign, since it is, of course, our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, pick up the phone and call you. For that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, even text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers, Mr. Vergola, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect, gals. As long as you answer the phone when it rings, you're going to do quite well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason that we ask is all of the content that we'll be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then, of course, right down to the LLC, we'll make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We're just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Mr. Vergola, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Jose, that's fair enough, right?
Oh, yes.
Perfect. We're actually going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you, and we will make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too, but if anything new comes along that you're aware of, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions that I was able to apply, reducing the cost of the service itself, waiving the setup fee with the website included, with it being month to month, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, I'm actually waiving the setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 8th of December, in the very reduced total amount, officially the friends and family rate, $249.00. And that $249 is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, meaning no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. And, of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, voice-activated searches, of course, the social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are included at no additional cost, and in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That website is also included at no additional cost, meaning, again, Jose, we're going to build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 8th of the month and that same exact reduced rate, the friends and family rate of just $249. And again, that rate will never go up on you. Of course, I've mentioned before, but this is month to month, no contract, completely at will, which of course means that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. And you can pause the service, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or if necessary, you can pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that, Jose, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Vergola, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, perfect. That does, in fact, conclude the voice verification. Now, like I said, in just about a minute here, you're going to receive that confirmation email through our automated system, as well as the other one. Now, it says that the card may have a restriction. You might have to verify the information, and that might be with your bank. Just kind of let them know that we're trying to process the payment.
You want to do it like that right now?
Well, I'm trying to process that payment of $249, and then it's saying that maybe your bank is not allowing that. The $249 is available right now, right?
Yes. It's available right now.
Okay.
Yes.
So I don't know if you got maybe a text message or an email saying that, are you authorizing this payment or something like that, but that's kind of what I'm seeing on my end.
Okay. So, are you very hyped up on my account about the payment, or?
Yeah, so, I mean, like I said, our finance department just sent me a message that it looks like your bank is maybe requesting that you authorize the payment to be processed on your end. I don't know if you received any notification about that.
Let's see.
Usually by text. Can't believe it. To come back. Might actually do it this time.
Oh yeah, yeah. They are sending me a text message for verification. Yep. They say, thank you for letting us know. We are processing your response. Hello? Hello.
Yeah, okay, so Jose, it sounds to me like your bank is authorizing the payment. I'm going to give it just a minute here before I attempt to process that, but I did want to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. That's the client interview. It takes about an hour. Well, it's scheduled for the hour, but it only takes about a half an hour. So we've got 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, or 6 o'clock available. Which of those would be more convenient for you?
Today.
Today, yeah. 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, or 6 o'clock?
I prefer 6 o'clock, please.
6 o'clock. Okay, so 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's going to be scheduled for 6 until 7. If I'm in between phone calls, when our technician is ready to call you, it might be right at 6 or a couple minutes after. If I am in between phone calls, then I'll have the opportunity to be on the beginning part of that call. I don't get a lot of advance notice, and, of course, I may already be on a phone call. But if I am already on a call, they'll do a great job of contacting you and taking good care of you. Of course, they'll have your file here. I am going to send you a calendar invite. That calendar invite really is just more for your records. You don't have to respond to it, but it's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview Conducted in English.
Okay.
An hour prior at 5 o'clock, you're going to receive a reminder email as well through our automated system that the call itself is scheduled at 6 o'clock. Now, I do already have on file a security question. We went with your first pet's name and just put Jose as the answer, okay? That is for your protection, of course. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they are with JAB Services LLC, even if it's you, Mr. Bergoa, and we recognize your voice, we're still going to probably ask you for the answer to the security question. More importantly, anyone who calls you and tells you that they are with Google or with Local Splash, first of all, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the question and the answer, okay? And that's very important because we are building a website for you. It's going to take us about 4 or 5 business days for your website to go live. If you get phone calls at that time, before then or after then, just make sure that they know my name, which is Paul Gordon. Make sure that they know the answer to your security question, which is Jose, your first name, but they would also need to know the question without you telling them. And it's your first pet's name. That's what we've got on file here. The other thing is that you're all set and squared away on my end. You're going to receive both the confirmation email, and it looks like our system has sent that, as well as the initial invoice email. Excuse me one second.
Okay.
Okay. So I do see that that invoice was sent out as well, and the invoice is going to have a link to it, to the terms and conditions. If you open up the Local Splash initial invoice, either the text message that was generated by the email or the email itself, it should say something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see that blue click here? That's actually hyperlinked. If you click on that, it will go to the terms of experience, talking about all the services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Mr. Bergoa, are you able to see that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, of course, Google's going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. But it's almost 1 out of 10 people that will be using Bing instead of Google. We want you to get those phone calls, too. So we're going to optimize your listing on Bing. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. Like I said, it's all the content that Google requires for first-page placement. The My Site or that custom website, we are going to do that for you. Of course, we'll do the Facebook ads for you as well. I don't want to walk you through everything, but if you see at the very bottom, there's a line that goes all the way across it. There's a couple of boxes just below. One says, I agree to receive SMS messages, which are text messages through the computer. We do want you to click on that box because, of course, we want to be able to send you those text messages. The other one says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card, that card in your name. So, of course, go ahead and click that box. Jose, there's a longer box with an arrow pointing towards it that says sign. In that box is where you would type in or copy and paste your first and last name. It is case sensitive, so capitalize the J and the B. If you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space before or after it. But if you're typing it in, of course, there's a space between your first name and your last name. Once you've got your name as it appears in that box, click the confirm signature box to the right of that. And that does a couple of things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've waived your setup fee, that we're including the website for you, that we were actually able to reduce the cost of the service down to that friends and family rate, that $249. It does also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, as well as to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and for us to fix it if it is not. So it is a very important step in the process, and you will know that you are successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
Okay.
So were you able to type in your first and last name in that box or copy and paste it?
By telephone, by text, or I'm going to open my email?
Either one. If you open up the text, you should still be able to access that screen, or by email as well.
Okay, let's see.
But it's the one that says local splash initial invoice on it. And then if you click on the click here, it opens up the local splash terms of experience.
Mm. Yeah, local splash. The last text is to get your Google business profile verified. Google may require additional information to proceed. Richard, please apply to the email we just sent. If you have anything, okay. I will start clicking. I see on this email is another email. I mean
a link.
Yeah, I'm gonna change the account.
What do you see?
Yeah. Local splash Google verification. Please use this form to supply all necessary documentation to Google.
Right. Yeah, not that one.
Okay.
But yeah, our system did send that out to you. I do just want to explain that for you. So the Google business profile verification. Google wants to make sure that you're an actual business in the local area. So it's going to ask you to send us as many pictures as you can to prove that you are an active business. So any tools or equipment, your work vehicle, any business card that you might have, obviously you're service-based, so there's not like a workplace, but like maybe a close-up in the truck of your tools or where your tools are kept outside of the truck, or even where you park the vehicle when you come home, that will serve as a workplace. Is the business itself licensed and insured?
Okay.
Jose, is your business licensed or insured?
I will get it for each project.
Okay.
But,
I gotcha.
Right now I'm going to get it month by month.
Okay, that's perfect. So that's actually, you know, that's an important email as well, but it's not the one that we're trying to get you to access right now. The one that you should access is the local splash initial invoice. So it looks like our system sent out a few emails. One is the welcome email. You don't need that one just now, but that does have the client support email address and the phone number that says welcome to Local Splash. But the other one says Local Splash initial invoice. Do you see that?
No. The last one. The last one say local splash Jose to get your Google business profile verified. Google may require additional information to proceed with it. Please reply to the email we just sent or fill out the form here.
Yeah, that's not the one. We need to click out of that one completely and look for a completely different email. You can do that later, but that's not what we need now.
Yeah.
So click completely out of that.
We sent a copy of your invoice to their email we have on file. Please click here. And
please click here to accept the subscription terms. That's the one.
Oh, that's the one. Okay.
So click on the blue click here.
Yeah.
And it should open up another page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Do you see that?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I got it.
Okay. So Google Business Profile, your directory submissions, your website, your Facebook ads, all of that is included here. The line that goes across it, below it, there's two boxes. You see the one that says, I agree to receive SMS messages sent to my phone. Of course, SMS messages are text messages through the computer. We do want to be able to send you text messages either by phone or by computer. So please click on the box that says, I agree to receive SMS messages. The other box, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. Of course, that is your card, so we do want you to click on that box as well. Once you've got both of those boxes clicked, click in that longer box below it where it says signature. The arrow pointing towards the box itself says sign. Inside that long box, click there and either type in or copy and paste your name as it appears. Capital J, of course, capital B with the space between first and last name. But if you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space before your first name or after your last name. But once you've got Jose Bergoa in that box with the capital J and capital B, all the other letters are lowercase, click the confirm signature box to the right.
Okay. Below the my telephone number is a small box. I agree to receive SMS messages.
Correct. Yeah, click in that box.
I'm going to click in there.
Yeah, click in that box. It's going to put a check mark there. And the same thing with the other box.
Oh, yes. I certified. I am authorized. Hold on, that one, too.
Click on both of those boxes. There's a long box with an arrow pointing towards it. Click inside that long box.
I'm going to put my name without a space, like you say.
Space just between your first and last name. So if you're typing it in, just capital J, and then the rest of your first name, a space, capital B, and then the rest of your last name. So only the J and the B are capitalized. And then once you've got Jose Bergoa in that long box, slide over a couple of boxes to like an orangish box that says confirm signature. Click right on that box.
Okay. I did.
Okay.
No.
Now I'm going to refresh my screen and see if you see what I'm seeing here. Excuse me.
Username and password.
Username and password. So you don't have to do that right now. In fact, if you did do it right now, you'd probably end up with an error message. Our client dashboard is attached to the same portal that you received this link to. So our dashboard or our automated system thinks you're trying to access your tracking system. That's not actually true. I mean, you're not trying to access your tracking system at all. In fact, your tracking system is not yet active. We are going to do the client interview at 6 o'clock today. That's Eastern time.
Yeah.
And at that point, once we have the content that we need to create, your client dashboard will become active. So maybe on Monday or Tuesday, once your tracking system is activated, we'll send you by text and email both your username and a default password. That password you can change if you like. Some people never do change it, and that's totally fine. I can already give you the username because that has been created and it cannot be changed. It's easy to remember, though. It's your phone number. The area code is included. The 703 is included. It is just numbers, though. If you have to type in your username somewhere, just remember only numbers, no dashes, no spaces, no parentheses, just the numbers only. 703-303-8777. That is your username. Like I said, once your tracking system is activated, we'll text out and email out that same username with a password that you can use to access your tracking system. You can change that password once you're inside your tracking system, if you like. Some people never change it. But the calendar invite was sent out. It's more for your records. You don't have to respond to it. It's okay if you do, but you don't have to. It's just for your records. It says local splash, C-I-E-N-G, again, client interview in English. Then it does have your username on there, your name, and then your phone number. Basically, your username and phone number are the same thing, so in any correspondence to the email address, support@localsplash.com, just go ahead and include either your phone number or your username, and that way it'll make it easier for us to access that information and forward it out to the right department. But other than that, Mr. Bergoa, real pleasure speaking with you. Thanks for calling back in. I'm excited to actually get this going. I know it's been a bit of a process to get things going, but the timing has to be right for you and for us, and I think it's great. Keep in mind that not only is this going to get your company kind of growing and moving forward, kind of a head start to 2024, get a website out where people can find it, get more phone calls directly to you, but it is also a tax write-off for the cost of doing business in 2023, so you can write that 249 off as an expense. But real pleasure speaking with you, Jose. I actually hope that I'm available in that 6 o'clock hour when our technician is ready to call you. I'll be able to say a quick hello and introduce you to your technician if I am. I may, though, already be on a phone call. But either way, I want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Okay, thank you very much for that information.
Thank you, Jose. You take care, and I hope I speak with you before the end of the day. If not, you have a great weekend.
All right, same thing to you. Thank you for your presence, man.
Oh, no problem, Mr. Bergoa. Like I said, happy to speak with you again, as always. You take care. You have a great rest of the day.
All right, same to you.
Thank you, Jose. Okay. Thanks a lot. Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.